Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Monday, November 18th, 2019. I'm John Abaya, and joining me today is my twin brother, Benjamin Abaya.
Hello, John Abaya.
Hello, Benjamin Abaya. Let's go back and forth. Oh, I thought you were going to say it back again.
Hello, John Abaya.
No, then you're never. Okay. So yeah, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions on the things we watch, play, listen, and read throughout the week. And we end the podcast, or we conclude the podcast with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is Disney Plus subscribers only The Mandalorian, or Star Wars The Mandalorian, where you can, like I said, check it out on Disney Plus only. Or you can pirate, become a pirate, and pirate all the shows if you want. Before that, we also do have a trailer talk, and this week's trailer is Sonic the Hedgehog. But first, Ben, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
How good are you?
Pretty.
Pretty? Okay. I'm beautiful good.
So that's good. Okay.
Yeah, that's all good.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You have more of a beard now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to become more of a Santa Claus. I have to dye my... Oh, it's almost white a little bit on the sides. Yeah, we have... I don't know the last time we did a podcast or had a podcast. I'm checking right now.
Probably next last week. We recorded.
No,
something.
November 4th. That's two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
So yeah, we did 2 weeks ago with Watchmen. So another geeky podcast for that one. If you guys want to check that out. But this week, we're doing something else. This Disney Plus, and that's it. Or not Disney Plus, but the Mandalorian. Let's just dive in to the trailer.
Can we clarify, this is a new trailer?
Yeah, so this is a new trailer for the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie. How many months was this? Like
I think 6 months ago.
6 months ago?
Yeah.
It was like a while ago when they originally said this. And they're actually in the same release date. They didn't change anything. So the visual effects people crunched this to deliver it for next year, I believe, right? This is the next
year. No, it was supposed to come out this year later.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure.
Or we didn't even do a trailer talk. I thought we did do a trailer talk.
We did. We just passed it.
So yeah. You can go to May 7th when the trailer, that week, when we did the Avengers Endgame and we talked about Sonic.
It's a really good art.
Oh, yeah, choice of the Sonic being shocked as Thanos. I probably would do the exact same thing with this one, with the Mandalorian face.
Yeah.
But yeah, go back to that. The May 7th episode is 249 on our feed. Then we discussed the original Sonic trailer. This is the new one. So everyone, enjoy the new Sonic trailer.
Whatever this creature is,
I'm going to
uncover the source of its power.
Yeah, hey.
I just thought you might like a latte with steamed Austrian goat milk.
Of course I want a latte.
I love the way you make them!
We gotta lay low. Let me show you how it's done.
So should we get out of here?
Yeah, time to go.
I always want to do this. Nailed it!
Ben, did you ever want to jump over a car?
Yes.
And go to the driver's seat?
Yeah, yeah.
Or passenger
seat? You mean
seat?
Sliding on the hood.
Sliding on the hood.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was go on.
That was a clip from the new Sonic trailer where Sonic, that is played by Ben Schwartz, is running fast to beat James Madison character into a truck. And he beats him and he says, nail it in there. You hear his voice. Yeah, that's a new one. It's better trailer visually with Sonic. And then they added a lot of new scenes from the previous trailer, and they touched up on the special effects more.
Showed the also like the comedy,
yes,
side
of
the
more of Jim Carrey and stuff. So the movie is still directed by Jeff Fowler and starring. And I hate how this poster is designed. On the poster, it says James Madison and Jim Carrey as Eggbot, or not Eggbot, Dr. Robotnik or Eggman in the other translation. But they don't show Ben Schwartz on the poster. It literally shows Sonic on there, and I don't see Ben Schwartz anywhere.
Did you know that is actually Sonic? Like,
they went to a different dimension.
Yeah,
they got Sonic. So
yeah.
That's not even the designers did not create a new Sonic.
Yeah, this is actually a real Sonic.
To our thing to play himself. I'm surprised they did that. But yeah, Ben, are you a fan of Sonic? And also, not to mention, the trailer plot did not change. James Madison is still a cop from a small town of Green Hills that helps Sonic escape from the government who's looking to capture him. And the government is played by Jim Carrey. All of the government is played by Jim Carrey in this movie. So that plot did not change yet. So, yeah. Ben?
I was a huge fan of the first trailer.
Okay, yeah.
Because I actually liked how that Sonic looked like. I actually really would look forward to this. I'm not a huge Sonic the Hedgehog fan. Like, I'd never owned a Sega system at all. I never even played the game as much. And then I remember playing one on the Game Gear when I was little, and it seemed very boring. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see like the appeal to it at the time. And then I know there was like that war between Mario and Sonic.
Well, wait, what war is this? I feel like
during elementary school, if you were cool, you were like Sonic, while Mario was like the boring one. But I felt like over time, it was actually the opposite. I even think probably the Super Mario Brothers movie is probably better than this. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see when the future tells us.
No, I meant like the original, like with John Leguizamo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one's actually better? They should do a crossover. John Leguizamo shows up in the very ending.
Yeah.
And then playing Mario.
That'd be kind of cool. Right, well, the original Mario died.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's playing Mario now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not canon to the other one, but it's still kind of canon. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's like how they did with Superman Returns.
Yes. Exactly.
It's like Superman canon, Returns. But
it's not really canon.
I only mentioned Superman Returns because James Marsden is in that movie.
Yeah. He plays the stepfather of Jonathan Kent.
Little Superman Jr. Well,
Jonathan in the comic books is what I'm saying. Like,
is that his name? Jonathan Kent?
Yeah. Jonathan. Not Kent. Jonathan. Well, it is.
Superman Returns.
He names it after his son after
his
dad.
Okay. I was like kind of confused right there. But yeah, I'm looking forward, just because I think they did a really great job on the visual effects of Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was unnecessary, because I feel like the whole backlash against that was more like, I know, fan service, but you can't expect the studio to always do that.
Yeah.
And listen to the fans. I feel like that's in dangerous territory, because then any, like, what if they're like, there's something else that comes up, say, you know, a Captain Marvel comes out they don't like the Captain Marvel's actor, and like, they would probably want to push for you know, something where they change the actress
like, if people didn't like a video game and then people got mad at it, and then
like the ending of the video game. Yeah. Yes. I think there's a good and bad thing. I think I feel like for them to change the whole thing is great for them, for like, you know, listening to like the true fans. But what if it turns out to be like an awful film?
Waste of time and energy for
people. I feel like it looks like an enjoyable
film. Trailer looks better. Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. If they release the original Sonic with this trailer in mind, would have been better.
Yeah.
Like the way
I think kind of like also Jim Carrey kind of sells it in this one. Mm-hmm. But overall, looking forward, it's probably going to be in the same manner as like the Pikachu Detective,
mm-hmm.
where it's cute, it's nostalgic, but ultimately it's not going to be like the best film, but probably good enough to be entertaining.
And so, like, the Pokemon Detective movie takes place in the world where a lot of fans know because of the video game, the Pokemon. But this one takes place in our world.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
They show a glimpse of Sonic's
world. But I don't know. And he says he can hop into different dimensions. Yeah. So I'm wondering if he's going to hop into, like, accidentally Mario dimension. And you see in the background,
I mean, it's possible.
Mushroom Kingdom. Yeah. It's like, what? It's like that, and then that's it. Like, we don't...
To make the video game cinematic universe
Yep. And then you get the... Like we said before, the final one is Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
With the Invitational for everyone. But yeah.
What do you think?
Similar thoughts with you were with the whole petition to change him and stuff, or the outrage when it first came out. Like, it wasn't like, oh, okay, I guess. And then they did do it. I mean, it's cool that they changed it. But yeah, it just shows that what can we get away with it with if we get angry and stuff like that. I like the design. His eyes are the way I thought it will be, because you cannot connect his eyes. So the way they changed it is that his fur is a little white on the top of his nose bridge, so it looks like it's connected. If you ever see the new
I did
Sonic.
Not new
yeah so the new Sonic image, the it's connected, the but it's not his eyeballs are connected, it's like a little fur. We're showing. See how there's like a little.
Oh yeah,
fur?
That's cool.
So it makes it illusion that it's connected, but it's not. Because, no, if it's connected, he's a cyclops or it's a weird looking eyeball and stuff like that. But they did it because they're still trying to make it look like the original.
I cut. Still like the old design.
Yeah, the face. I still like the teeth. I want the teeth to be there, but they won't do.
But he still has teeth.
Yeah, but it's like cartoony teeth now. They're not like realistic teeth. Like he. We're looking at a picture comparing both of them and stuff like that. Like I guess the original Sonic looked very like creepy in a weird way. Like if you told me to draw a picture of Sonic and I didn't know how Sonic looked like or don't remember it, I would draw on the original Sonic. It's weird how we're saying he's the original Sonic and the other one.
Yeah,
has.
Yeah. Even though they did a good job as the original.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag
do you think they're gonna use the old design as like a joke in the movie?
Probably they will say, like, someone like, who are you? Oh, yeah. In a different dimension. You yeah. just hear Ben Schwartz yeah. talking back to himself and whatnot. But yeah, I might watch this, not in theaters. Yeah, same thing. I have no history with
have
Sonic.
You watched the Pikachu Detective?
Yeah, I did yeah. in the theaters. We watched that in theaters only because one Ryan not Ryan Johnson, that would be kind of cool.
Ryan Reynolds
was directed it. Ryan Reynolds was in it, and then it looked kind of cool, like the story and how he has to find the dad.
Did you know it was film on film, actual
yes,
35
yes, yes,
mil?
Yeah, I've heard it looks like that too, yeah. even with the CGI in it.
Did you know the Sonic the Hedgehog movie is filmed in 4K cameras?
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Really? Are you serious? Oh, I thought you would say 35 millimeter no. too. I would believe you if it's filmed 35 millimeter. Moving on to something that I played is related to video games. Let's do it this way. I played and beat a game today. I had
beat it in one day.
No, I had it for a while, but I had time to actually play it and beat it. I played a game that has Zelda and Link in it, but it's not a Zelda game. It is called Cadence of Hyrule. I think I've been calling it Candace, actually.
It's like Cadence.
Cadence of Hyrule. And it is part of the Crypt of the Necrodancer series. So this time you play as Cadence and then you travel the world to Hyrule. And similar mechanics of Crypt of the Necrodancer. I don't know if I talked about this game in the
past.
So I've never played Crypt of Necrodancer. So the whole game is a rhythm game. And the only way you can move around on the field or in the game is by the beat. And there's a song playing always in every level. And you move by the beat. And that's how you defeat other enemies. And each enemy has a different style of moving around on the board in this weird way. So everything's like in a board wish or like board style of gameplay. So because I'd never played Necrodancer before, I didn't play it that way. I turned that off. So it's optional. You can turn it off. So I turned it off and just played it like a regular Zelda game. You still move like the way in the Crypt of Necrodancer, but you don't move in a rhythm bass style way. And I enjoyed it still. So it's the same map, like Zelda map.
Which Zelda map?
No, I mean the style of it. There's ice world. There's a water world. There's a lava world.
It looks like they took the Link of the Past
style
aesthetic.
Of it. Yeah, aesthetic. But the creators of this is Brace Yourself Games. They basically take that style but made it their own. Similar to Capcom's Minish Cap, if you ever played that one.
Oh, yeah.
Capcom made it, but it has a Toon Link style. This one has like a Toon Link style, but you get to play Link, Cadence, and Zelda in the game. I mostly played Zelda because I never played a game with Zelda before as the main person, so it was kind of cool. And they're each
who's
power...
Cadence in the story?
Like... So the story is that I don't know what happens in Crypt of the Necrodancer. Something
yeah.
happens where she travels into a portal.
Yeah, she
and
does,
then
yeah.
she drops into Hyrule. And
okay.
When you got there, this enemy, I forget his name, has all these, he's trying to find these instruments, but he's saying that with him, he can defeat Ganon with all the instruments, so he doesn't really need your help. So
yeah.
he's a hero thinking that he can be a hero, a person that thinks he's the hero of the story, but you're actually the hero and stuff like that. And like spoiler, yeah, Ganon's in the game and trying to defeat or destroy Hyrule and whatnot. But overall, I liked it. I finished almost 100% of the game. I didn't get I got every item in the game, every heart piece. I didn't finish every like side little mission they do in there. The game is hard. So because it's a roguelike, so it's, you know, a roguelike is a game style where if you die, you start off with either less items or back to the very beginning. This one, you don't start from the very beginning. You have less items. So they take away all the items. So unlike other Zelda games, you do have like a sword, a shield and stuff like that. But you have these four other like extra things, a digging tool, mostly a light. A light to help you during the dungeons, a sword, a special type of sword, a boot, and a ring has, and the ring gives you different attributes. Like every item, those four or five I mentioned, give you a different attribute. So the shovel can be a special shovel that can destroy things faster, or the sword can be a special one that will deal extra damage and whatnot. So and then you get money, the rupees. But if you die, you lose all that. Those seven main things I just mentioned. And you start, not fairly in the beginning, but into an area that you died last. And then you just start all over, basically. And then find those things. And yeah, that's what makes the game difficult. What would have made it more difficult for me is the rhythm-based, because I'm not great with rhythm-based games. So I didn't play it like that. And it's a cool option in this game. You can do it like that. But you don't get a lot of like little achievements they have in the game. But I still enjoyed it, and there's a lot of cool like remixes of the Zelda tunes that you hear throughout the game.
That is cool.
I like it. And I believe you can download them.
The soundtrack.
So I probably would do that after playing the game. But yeah, the boss battle is really fun. You go through a dungeon. It's like the style of Zelda. Oh, it's similar to the dungeon style of Zelda, where you get a compass, map, and master key, and then but you dig a lot of digging in there, and then you need those five items I mentioned to help you throughout the game. Yeah, like I said, I really like it. It's probably one of my favorite games I've played this year, if not my favorite. Maybe Apex Legends probably my favorite game this year, but this is close second to it, only because it gives you that nostalgia of Zelda, and then different mechanics.
Have you played the latest one on Switch?
Which one?
The Zelda game.
Well, Link's Awakening. So I have that right now. So I'm playing that right now. So spoiler of this Crypto Necro Dancer. So you do defeat Ganon. That's not like spoiler. That happens a lot. But I like in the very ending, you do all this thing, and it has a little like animation voiceover thing, and then you go through another portal, and it says, "Where am I now?" And then you don't know who. So I'm wondering if
if the studio's going to do different Nintendo games
or another game world.
Yeah,
I was like, man, this is kind of cool.
So like it could be like Mario. Is the next one.
Well, if they're going similar like style of Zelda with the top down, I can't really think of any other games like that. Like off the top of my head, I mean, I guess Final Fantasy, the old style, could do that. Because I guess Mario too, if you played like the RPG Mario. That would be kind of cool, but yeah, I can't wait.
I mean, they no longer have Paper Mario.
No, it could be Paper Mario. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then that style. But yeah, check that out. It's only on Nintendo. It's only like $25 on the eShop right now. And there is a demo. So if you guys want to check out, like, is this a game that's
for you? And I think when I played the Crypt of the Necro Dancer, you don't have to be always on the rhythm, on the beat.
But you get more points or something that if you do it right. And it is difficult.
Because I think that was like the toughest thing for me, was trying to find a way to maneuver around the enemies while having a rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Same here. That's why I don't like rhythm games.
Yeah.
Moving on to a movie that you watched. What did you watch this week, Ben?
So I just, last night or a couple nights ago, my wife and I watched Bong Joon-ho's latest film, which is Parasite.
Mm-hmm.
For those that know who Bong Joon-ho is, one of his first acclaimed films is The Host.
Yes.
And then I think we did Mother
in
this podcast like years ago.
A while ago.
Yeah. And then people who watch Netflix probably know him from like films like Snowpiercer and Okja. Okja? Yeah, Okja. Which is like his more like weird, and all those films are pretty out there in the sense of like plot wise like they don't follow your typical film. Even Mother, even though it's like more of like a whodunit type of film, It still doesn't follow like your typical trope of and Parasite's the same way. It has that Hitchcockian type of feeling, like there's something eerie is happening, but we don't know. But at the same time, it's also like a dark comedy, like a Coen Brothers film.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, I didn't know. So I did watch the trailer of Parasite.
Do you even know what they're...
The trailer feels like there's this thing out there that's killing everyone.
No, there's nothing out there. It's not like that. It's not supernatural.
Yeah, it makes it feel like it.
It's more of socio-economically or... like a like not warfare, because the film is ultimately about a family that's more of the lower class end. That's the main family you're following, and then they get the son gets a job in a more higher class family as a tutor, and that's all I'm gonna explain what happens after that. And then somehow their families will come together, but will.
Intertwine
somehow. It has a lot of turns in the film. I think that's why a lot of people are now, you know, praising the film for its like weird turns and like unexpected turns, basically. And that's where it comes, the Hitchcockian feeling is from. But yeah, it's a beautiful looking film. It has a lot of commentary about social class, like. Who are we? Who do we rely on when it comes to folks who are like in the lower class, and who do the upper class? Do they like look down on the lower class?
That's why the movie's called Parasite.
I can't tell you why though. It has multiple meanings. Okay. That title has multiple meanings in the film. It's like the definite meaning is like someone that's trying to live off of another of the host.
Yeah.
I find it really funny that he has a film called The Host.
And this one's called Parasite. Parasite. And the other one's Mother, like in this weird, like,
He could probably have another film called Son later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But usually, if you know Bong Joon's Ho's films, he does talk about social class and how they all affect each other. And like a good example is Snowpiercer, where it's literally he's showing you that the back of the train is the lower class,
and that's based on a comic book. That's why he probably was attracted to that property. The message
and an Oakjock is more of a environmental, like who are we as people when it comes to the environment, our relationship to the environment. So there's all this, like, he has a lot of, I guess you could say, meaning towards his films. And I think that's why more people are more appreciative to it. But it is one of my favorite films, Parasite. And I say go in without even watching the trailer. My wife and I watched the trailer once. But
so I watched this when it first came out, the trailer. I have no idea. I totally forgot the stuff that I just told you about.
Yes,
where I thought it was going to be, it was more supernatural. But now you're telling me it's not. So I'm like,
towards Mother.
Okay,
like Mother, it was a supernatural, but it has that style of like whodunit.
Yep, yeah.
And then they show the reveal of Mother. If you remember, what was the real reveal about that movie?
No, I have to look. Confused with Mother and the one with the kids. Where is that the one with the kids?
No.
Okay. You know the one where the kids are alone and they have to take care of themselves?
No.
What's that one is called?
Because, I forgot what it's
called. But that's the one, I'm getting those two confused. No. I know Mother is about...
it's a murder case.
Murder
case. And then her son...
Yeah, he's trying to protect the son.
Convicted of the murder.
Okay, now I remember
And she's
the
trying
ending,
to figure out who's the real killer.
Yes. I know the ending of that now, It's a good ending. It's a good...
So there's like all this like metaphors and meanings and whatnot, but I say go out and watch Parasite. It's one of those films that most likely will get nominated for the Oscars, and it's a unique film where it's both entertaining and has that art house feeling where it's personal, intimate. So go out and watch Mother. I mean Parasite and Perfect. Mother. I wonder if Mother is still on Netflix, because most of Bong Joon-ho's films are on Netflix before, but I don't know, because Memoirs of a Murder is one of his films, his first film. So go watch it now.
Oh, there's a trailer right here, sorry. It's a cluster. I'm trying to go on Netflix right now. I'm not gonna go. I didn't know they have an autoplay on that stuff on Netflix. I'm not gonna check that out. Moving on, not to Parasite, for a medium that is a parent. Disney Plus. Oh, yeah. That's eating up our time, I guess.
You could say that.
With the release of Disney Plus, we are going to be discussing the new Star Wars Mandalorian.
I have never met a Mandalorian. I've only read the stories.
Your name will be legendary.
Oh, that was it. I thought it was more. That was a clip from the trailer from The Mandalorian. The show is on Disney Plus, like we're always mentioning, and it is the creator of Iron Man, you can say, in this, or director of Iron Man, Jon Favreau, brings this new Star Wars film or TV show to life, and it is starring. Let's see who's starring, because I totally forgot who is starring in this movie. Pedro Pascal, Kyle Peckett, Brendan Wayne, Tate Fletcher, Bernard Bolin, Alexander Mania, Luis Richard Gomez. Okay, there's a whole bunch of people in here.
Do you know one of them?
In the first episode. So we're only going to discuss the first episode. What's his name?
Werner
Herzog. Yeah. And also Taiki Waititi. Yeah. Am I saying it right? Is in the first episode. So Horatio Sands
Taika,
is in here?
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi. I didn't know Horatio Sands is in one of these episodes. I did not know he's in the Star Wars universe now. Nick Nolte's in here? So I'm just looking at the cast. So because it's
probably
a TV
later
show,
on.
It has 10 episodes, right?
Nine
episodes. There's a whole bunch of people you'll know.
Oh, wow. Taika Waititi also directed one.
Yeah, one of the episodes. I wonder if it will be a comedy style episode. You watched two already. Two has been released when we're talking about
this.
The second episode. I only watched one right now. But it's a huge... We're going to spoil it in this episode only because it's out there. And I know a lot of people are pirating. That's one of the most pirated series right now online. These people don't want to pay. I understand. Yeah, if you don't want to pay for it, don't pay for it. You know, if you're only going to watch The Mandalorian, the $6 for Disney Plus. But yeah, so this episode is directed by the person who helped make Clone Wars possible. What's his name? I forgot his name on here. Now I'm like scrambling to find his name. He always wears like a cowboy hat. That's why I know him from the... Oh, Dave Filoni. So Dave Filoni, if you don't know him, he brings the Clone Wars to life and Star Wars Rebels. He's a writer in there. He does a lot of the animated stuff. So he knows the history of the past. Because the Clone Wars, the Resistance, and Rebels. Well, not the Resistance, but Rebels and Clone Wars takes place in the past of Star Wars. So he knows the history a lot. So I trust him in knowing like the canon of the new Star Wars. So he directed the first episode. I don't know if he directs more in the future ones, but yeah. So if you don't know what the movie or the series is about, is a guy. I'm assuming he's a guy. Is named the Mandalorian, playing a character that is known not as the Mandalorian, but he has no name. So we are calling him the Mandalorian. We're told the Mandalorian in this episode is a tribe or a type of like clan of bounty hunters. That's like Boba Fett that wears that helmet and armor style. So we see him and he's in this. He has this bounty he has to do and he agrees to it. And the first episode is about him reaching the bounty. And that's it. That's basically the first episode ending him seeing the bounty. The only thing he knows is this 50-year-old creature or person that he has to hunt, and he can either kill the person or bring it alive because it's worth a lot of money for the Empire. So the Empire, this takes place after when the Empire is destroyed. So there's still a band of Empire. What do you call those people? I guess they're like they're trying to create the new order that we know now in the
current.
The current
Star Wars
with what's it called, the The
one Kylo Ren?
No, no, but what is the Rey, the first new trilogy is called? The first
episode. It's called The First Order.
No, 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 but what is the movie called?
Oh, The Force Awakens.
So, yeah, the new thing in The Force Awakens. So, that's what, yeah. So, Ben, let's start with you. What's your history of Star Wars? Are you a huge fan of Star Wars? Are you a huge fan of Werner Herzog, doing acting jobs? And yeah, what's your thoughts on the
ending? I'm not like a huge fan of Star Wars. I really like all their films, mm-hmm. I think. But I'm not like in too deep in when it comes to the lore.
I think we say the word Boba Fett wrong a lot.
I think what I said one time was Bubba.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Boba Fett, right? Yeah. Boba Fett. I think Greg D hates like, it when we
I
say
think
it.
It's Boba.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Boba, the drink, yeah. Drink. Boba
Fett. That'd be kind of cool. We should like pitch that to like the people.
Have a Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett. But what else? Continue.
But yeah, when it came to this series, I think I was just interested because it's the first live-action series from Star Wars.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You even get to see like their cool little intro now when it comes to the Star Wars property. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't like is when the intro... Huh?
No, continue.
I feel like the intro is mimicking Marvel.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah, okay. I was going to say.
Like how colorful it is.
It doesn't have that nice like song, like a memorable song. Maybe
I feel like
the
they should have just used just the yellow font Star Wars.
Yes,
and that's
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised they did it that way too, because it is cool to see all those helmets, but then that's all you see is helmets. And then I guess, now I'm trying to remember. I know I see Kylo and Darth Vader. What other? Oh, no, they show robot, the droids.
Yeah, the droids.
To show the representation of other like beings, but they can't show faces.
Yeah.
It's not like how Marvel were, I guess, because you don't really see young Luke with new characters.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. But yeah.
I think I'm just interested because it's a Star Wars television show that's not animated.
Yeah.
And then you're taking a character that's really not like the original character of Boba Fett. It's just Boba Fett. It's just been in the probably in the films probably like less than like 5 minutes on screen time.
Well, no, if you count when he was a kid, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, in the prequels.
Yeah, the prequels.
But
yeah.
Like, it's weird that fans are like captivated by this character because he's only shown on screen for very little time.
In the original series, trilogy.
My worry was when they created this show, but are people just going to try to think that this is not the same character? Everyone knows it's the same character, but try to think take those like how stoic and quiet that man or that the bounty hunter was.
Yeah.
Like he barely talked. I don't even know if he did talk in the original.
He probably did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But he was like this badass.
You can recap if you want to know, man, on Disney Plus, because you have all the series right there.
But he was like supposed to be this badass that did like people compare it to the man with no name from the good, bad, and like the Clint Eastwood character where he's just there to be, you know, a badass. Anyway, but upon watching this and seeing what Pedro Pascal does with the character, it's not that. He's more, even though it's set in like the western, you know, of the galaxy, where it's like, you know, sand dunes and whatnot, which is dry. I'd still find it interesting because what they're doing with the character and how he's trying to dehumanize this character.
Yep, yeah.
Because I think we always see him as this person without any heart and just wants to hunt and get the money and the bounty. But now this time you get to see this character that is trying to live where I think in the episode they talk about like how getting rewards is difficult now because of the Empire going down. Or like it's hard to get good rewards.
Bounty rewards. There is a unheard bounty that he goes for that... I don't know.
In the first episode, this is the
yeah, yeah,
the
where ending, yeah. he... No, but the currency, like they gave him that weird currency
brick.
Yes, yes,
they melted down. Yeah,
yeah. But I don't know anything about currency. So like, I was like, I guess that's worth a lot.
Yeah.
He's a metal and whatnot, but they don't really, I guess you have to, in the movies, they don't explain anything about money.
Well,
really.
It feels like when, because you and I know what Watchmen is.
Yeah.
So when we watch Watchmen, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But when you watch this, like, we don't know a lot about Star Wars. Yeah. So a lot of stuff is like, oh, why is this important? Mm-hmm. I guess, like, I had to, like, read stuff to understand.
The chip and everything, yeah. Those things. Yeah.
And then, oh, okay, that makes sense. But I think this takes, like 5 years or 10 years after.
I believe, yeah.
Like, my thing when I think I was texting you was, like, when is Kylo Ren or Rey born?
Yeah. It has to be. They're
No, Rey isn't born yet.
Okay, so
Kylo Ren is though. So, but he's young. He's like 5 years old.
So in between here, Luke Skywalker is probably training new Padme.
Yes, yeah. So we could even get a glimpse of him as a
old
as the old. No, he still has to be young.
Yeah.
Well, Disney has that money to make everyone look. I was watching like Endgame, and when I remember. On Disney Plus, I watch Endgame.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I remember when they did, what's his name? Ant-Man's father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. I forgot his name.
But the actor that plays him.
Make him younger in that
one
scene.
Yeah, they make him younger. It was, oh, okay. I'm wondering if they're going to do that with...
Luke Skywalker.
But the actor that plays like Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his voice is very different from...
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So it's more... Now he's older, is more grungier.
Yeah.
Anything, yeah. But overall, I think it's a tremendous first episode. It hooks you.
Yeah.
It makes you want to know this story. And I like because now they added stuff that you're familiarized, but this also they created new type of characters and whatnot. So looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
And Werner Herzog is really good at being a villain.
Yes, he is.
Did you read his article?
Yeah, he doesn't watch. He didn't ever watch Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars, so that's kind of cool. Like, he's all in just for the acting.
Prepping for this, he didn't even know who Jon Favreau. He knew of him, but he never watched his movies. Mm-hmm. And then I think he probably watched like Swingers or something, but he never watched like The Lion King.
Yeah.
And then I think they asked him prepping and Star Wars, what did you have to do? He's like, I've never watched the films. And it's like, he's not against like pop culture.
Yeah.
Because in the same article.
He has no time.
Yeah.
Said.
But in the same article, he mentioned that he watches WrestleMania. So,
yeah.
So it's not like he doesn't. I think it's more of his interest at the time. Yeah.
I
recommend it.
So I have the same thoughts. Everything's always the same thoughts. I really like in here, you didn't mention is. What's his name?
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, his character. He plays this android in the movie called IG-11. We just learned is a whole different character from the original one that we were confused.
I didn't even know that was a huge thing.
Yeah. So I remember him that robot type droid in the original one, but I never knew his name. And I guess he's not playing that android.
Was he playing the same sort of character?
He's a bounty hunter. They're just bounty hunter droids that people don't. They sent out. They'd be there.
So this is just like how because there's also different R2-D2s.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's basically, but some have more personality than others. This one has way more personality than the other one that was in the original trilogy. I like that character a lot. I hope he comes back. He is a droid and it can just always like come back in this weird if they want to throw it, but if it not, that's a cool like character. I can't wait for Marvel just to make comic book series about that one robot and his adventures. There's a lot of elements I liked where he's learning how to ride that one creature. It's like a donkey horse thingy. To me, I was telling my son, I watched it with my son. It looks like a tadpole with legs.
Yes, yeah.
Or like one
it
of
looks
those
like
Langoniers.
Yeah.
But with hands, like little small hands. I have no idea what the hands are for. Because
well,
they
they're not, those are still, they're not even grown up yet.
Okay, that's why. Yeah. But they have a weird shape because you sit on them awkwardly, like what the Mandalorian was sitting. It's just like, this looks really awkward, the style of the creature, but I guess it works because it looks goofy.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian is riding on it. But yeah, it just looks like a weird little creature.
That's when when you see the visual effects. You could tell, like, oh, this is a television.
Yeah. So
visual
versus
effects,
the like,
like a
the
film
movie
that would
like
probably
that.
Look a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, look at the robot. I just clicked.
Isn't
off
it weird that they had like comedians
playing in there?
Yeah, in this as actors.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
There? Yeah.
I mean, I think they're aiming for a little more campy-ish style of Star Wars. There's not. I know people go in there's like, oh, this is the best. This story is better than the last three films. Like, yeah. Really? Is it yeah. really better? I think they found their tone now.
Yeah.
Because you're so, people are liking this more of a other one, but we're used to that tone of comedy now. Like what Rian Johnson did with the two stormtroopers walking off yeah. camera when Kylo Ren. Like everyone's used to that now because Rian Johnson put that type of humor.
And then you haven't watched the second episode.
No.
I'd say the second episode leans on towards that
more,
comedy.
More, yeah. Okay, yeah. See?
Because once, the second episode I was telling John before the episode is like it's more contained,
mm-hmm.
but it leans towards that comedic side of Star Wars.
And then I like the payoff in the very ending because we're told he has to assassinate this thing that's like 50 years old. So in my mind, the whole time, I was like, oh, is this just a dude or a person that
yeah.
has either something to do with the Jedi and he has to stop them? And then what we see is a baby
Yoda-ish
type thing. We don't know the creature's name. I've tried looking this up, but he has no name. I think you tried looking it up, right?
Yeah.
He has no name. I don't know anything about the expanded universe. And I read like a Yoda figure has... shown up in those universe before in the thing, but because it's a new universe.
Yeah, isn't in the Rebels they show different types of
something?
Species.
I know in the original prequels there is another Yoda type figure in the council.
Okay,
like a female version, and by female it just has long hair, so we're always saying it's a female. I don't know if that character even talks in the in the council. So I don't know if the person like talks backwards or whatnot. But yeah, so it's a baby Yoda. I don't know if it's a puppet. If it's a puppet, that's a really cute puppet that I think
they did a good job.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you see,
literally looks like a dog.
Yeah. If you see high res photo of this, like the creature, it's like, wow, this is really nice. And it's very cute. Like it's like a thing that I can see.
It's weird because if you ask a hardcore Star Wars fan, I feel like they don't like the cutesiness of Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Of like BB-8 and
or
all that.
Like the Wookiees.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Wookiees. What were they called?
What if it was a Wookiee he found, like a baby or Ewoks?
Ewoks. Yeah.
I hope he goes to Ewok planet and bring them in because we haven't seen the Ewoks in the new one, right? So I wonder if they're ever going to show an Ewok in
like they're gonna take care of this baby Yoda.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that's his clan,
yeah,
the Mandalorian's clan. Thing. I hope the Mandalorian's never name and just leave it
or
like
remove
Judge Dredd.
His mask.
Yes.
Yeah,
just leave it like
or
Judge
his helmet,
Dredd and
yeah.
whatnot. Maybe if they want to show, if the actor wants to be shown, I mean, it's
well,
kind of hard.
Even
to do
his
this.
Voice, he's not using his original voice in this. I think Pedro Pascal.
I don't know his original voice. Sorry.
It's just like I feel like it's not like his typical. He's in Game of Thrones. That's why.
Wait, who does he play in Game of
he
Thrones?
He plays the.
What's his name? I think I know who you're talking about.
The father of the Sand Crew.
The Sand Crew. He's the one who died.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers of Game of Thrones, but he dies.
He's the one with like his eyes are gushed out, right?
Yeah, yes. He got crushed. He has that Princess Bride thing where he's like, you killed my father.
Yeah.
speech in Game of Thrones. But yeah, he's good. Yeah, I don't know if it's really. I don't know if he actually has an accent or he just did not use it.
Yeah.
I mean, even what's his name?
I forgot that.
Takiya.
Carl Weathers.
Watiti.
Taika
Waititi.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's his voice. I mean, it is his voice, but he doesn't even sound like
that.
Like it's compared to what he plays in other
like Krog, whatever his name is.
It doesn't even sound like him in there. It just sounds like a robot voice.
He's a person with very with a wide range of voices.
Yeah,
he was Hitler.
Oh yeah, he was there. I forgot about that. But yeah, I think I enjoyed it. I will continue on because I. We are not really we are paying for Disney Plus, but because it's a family sharing plan, we're sharing with our family.
Yeah.
So that's I'm not paying for it, so I'm just going to continue watching it. And a tip, if you have Verizon until the end of this December or somewhere, you get Disney Plus for free.
Just
if you
for
1 year. Yeah. So people who are like, oh, on the fence of this, and you have a Verizon, just sign up for that. And then
need Verizon Unlimited.
Yeah, Unlimited. But a lot of people have that. I realize when I tell people this, especially at my work, the next day they just sign up. It was really easy. It's just one click of the button, and it just automatically goes on there. And I guess you use your Verizon account to you log in into your Disney or something like that.
Okay.
It's connected somehow. Somehow it's connecting to it, to that account. But yeah, go check it out if you guys want to.
So which Disney platform Plus. Is it on?
What Disney app? Plus. Oh, Disney Plus. Disney okay. Plus. Not on Netflix, not on Hulu, not on Amazon Prime, not on
Criterion Channel.
Criterion Channel. Maybe someday it will be on a Criterion Channel. What else is there? There's a lot out there. Non-Shutter.
Yeah, I was gonna say Shutter.
I mean, if you want to go
Crackle,
to
Crackle, Crackle has it.
But if you want to go to HBO Now and Stars, and I think I don't know who showed this one time. I think IGN showed it on their Twitter feed of all the
It's like a meme things. Now.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's a lot. Like a lot. There's like the one they showed is probably like a. Probably less than a dozen of it, but I was really surprised of it when they showed it. I can't find it here, actually. Insert the Wesley. Wait, what happened? I'm just reading off the thing. But yeah, I don't know where is it now. But when I saw that list, it was very... It's still cheaper, I think, than cable.
Yeah.
These, I used to pay like $250 for cable, and I only have one TV. I'm using one box. And I was paying for internet and cable that I did not watch... And I just got rid of it and did the internet, and I only pay $90 now. So yeah, $150 see? Of that it was just cable. And now I pay $90 plus Netflix. And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else because we do a family sharing. So some people get this, some people get that and whatnot. But yeah, Disney Plus, go get it. that's it. I think, yeah, that's it for our podcast. If Ben, where can they reach you?
At Benjamin Abaya on Twitter and Instagram.
You can reach me at John, or no, not John, sorry. Abaya, at the most organized Twitter feed of 2000XX at Abaya Art. If you want to reach us on Twitter, go at TFA Now. Like us on Facebook by searching The Freaking Awesome. And just like us, our logo is a blue and pink logo. So if you see that, that's us. I know there's another freaking awesome show podcast out there. So just don't get confused there. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or now it's Google Podcast now. And we're on Stitcher. So check us out on there. Then if you want to email us, email us. Go email us on contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. I am John Abaya.
I'm Benjamin Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast.